Well, let's hope so. Thanks, Ben. Well, also this week, in a move which might hold the key to better drugs that can beat a range of mood disorders and perhaps do it with fewer side effects, and I'm thinking of diseases and disorders like depression, researchers in France have fathomed out how one of the most commonly used antidepressants and best tolerated, that being Prozac or fluoxetine, actually works. Now, going back about 50 years, we've known for that long that people who have problems with their mood and are depressed, if you study the brains of those people, you find very low levels of a chemical called serotonin, 5-hydroxytryptamine, which is one of the nerve transmitters that nerve cells use to talk to each other. In effect, it's the brain's feel-good chemical. So, most drugs now work by elevating the levels of serotonin, or so we thought, because there's the problem. When you give people antidepressant drugs, you can measure the effect on their serotonin in the brain almost immediately. The levels go up. But people say they don't feel better for maybe 2 or 3 weeks after starting the drug therapy. So the elevation of the levels of serotonin can't be the whole story. And that's where a group of researchers in France come in. It's Anne Baudry, who's at the University of Paris Descartes. And what she and her colleagues are publishing in the journal Science this week is a very interesting insight into actually how drugs like Prozac do what they do. They were using cultured cells in the dish, and also they were using rodent brains. They were injecting and adding Prozac into the brains to see what would happen. And what they find is that when you expose nerve cells or nerve-like cells to fluoxetine, Prozac, they reduce their expression of a reuptake transporter. Now, this is a special chemical which sits on the surface of the nerve cell, and it acts like a vacuum cleaner for serotonin. It pulls serotonin back into the nerve cell, reducing or negating its action. Now, what they found was that when you take fluoxetine, you switch off the production of those particular transporters. And the way they found that this happens is that the Prozac turns on a small functional RNA molecule called a microRNA. In fact, it was called microRNA 16. And this gene is the genetic mirror image of the gene that makes the reuptake transporter. So one cancels the other out, and you stop making these transporters, and so the amount of serotonin that comes out of the cell goes up, and it stays in the brain for longer, and therefore it makes people feel a bit better. But there's an added twist. They also found that the drug makes this same population of nerve cells secrete another chemical signal called S100-beta, and it goes on to a second population of nerve cells, which use the nerve transmitter chemical noradrenaline. And when it goes into those nerve cells, it does the reverse. It turns off this microRNA 16, and that means that these noradrenaline-using nerve cells now start to express the uptake transporter for serotonin. And before long, these noradrenaline-producing nerve cells are also using serotonin. So they're secreting serotonin alongside their noradrenaline normal transmitter. So what's happening in the brain is two things. One, you're increasing the amount of serotonin signal in the brain, but the other is that you're turning another group of nerve cells that normally use one transmitter into a combined sort of dual-use nerve cell population that use two transmitters. And they think this probably underlies the therapeutic ability of Prozac to make people feel better. The important take-home message here is that it's a new insight into how these drugs work, and understanding that molecular clockwork may mean that we can design better drugs which are more highly focused, able to achieve their effect faster and with fewer side effects.
Does this mean that we can find a way to stop the problem that people have when coming off antidepressants, which is that you need to reduce the dose very gradually over quite a long time? Otherwise, the side effects can be quite severe.
Well, they may have a better withdrawal effect profile, but it may be that you don't actually get dependent on them in the first place. It may be possible to engineer more effective antidepressants, which will act more quickly, more discreetly, and without fewer dirty actions, which are peripheral to the actual beneficial therapeutic effect. That's the hope, although it's early days.